The Beach Samaritan Project, which involves the cleanup of local beaches, was first done at Alpha Beach along Lekki Ajah Expressway in October this year. The cleanup exercise that is carried out by volunteers mobilized from different social media platforms was this time carried out in Takwa Bay Beach that can be accessed through a boat from the Marina Jetty at CMS. The co-founder of the Beach Samaritan Project, Mr. Pelu Awufeso, said the initiative is geared at promoting tourism and ensuring a cleaner environment.
I take a lot of excursions around Nigeria as a travel journalist and a travel entrepreneur. And in all of my excursions around the Southwest and in some other parts of the country, I noticed that many beaches are dirty. I've been wondering how one could solve that problem for the good of the society. We believe that by cleaning up our beaches, we're helping the local economy to thrive. We're helping indigenous businesses, small-scale businesses, to actually make some revenue from their craft.
Mr. Awufeso said the beach cleanup, which is done by volunteers, need more support to expand its activities to other beaches.
We're happy with the volunteers. We're happy that everybody is doing something without expecting anything back in terms of maybe monetary returns. They're just doing this because they have a passion for what it is they are doing, and they're able to connect with the vision behind the Beach Samaritans project. After here, we are going to decide on what beach we will clean next, which is likely going to be in Ikorodu or Badagry. We believe that as time goes on, we'll get more corporate sponsors, more partners coming on board.
Some of the participants of the cleanup exercise shared their opinion on the initiative and why they decided to be part of it.
I chose to volunteer to be a Beach Samaritan because I feel it's a nice thing. We're cleaning the beaches and to the environment so that we can have a good place. People can come and buy things and relax.
I think that Lagos has huge opportunity to improve its beaches, which are often polluted, full of rubbish and litter. I think the sea around the beaches could be cleaned up. And I think if the work of the Beach Samaritans is increased and continues, then Lagos beaches will be truly world class. They'll be able to attract tourists.
Like, public beaches are dirty, and most people know what goes to public beaches because dirty. And I think it's a good thing to do this often so that people would come and use the beach.
It's an avenue for me to do my own bit, for me to give back to the environment, for me to preserve and ensure that the environment is safe and clean for the next generation and other generations to come.
The managing director of the Lagos State Waste Management Authority, LOMA, Mr. Olaore Sonya, described the Beach Samaritan Project as a laudable project that is in line with the clean culture of the Lagos State government and has the support of LOMA. He also called on Lagosians to see cleaning the environment as a way of life.
Lagosians and areas where beaches are sited will embrace the idea of cleanliness, and I think it's a way of life. It's not a one-off thing. The environment is not one thing, it's just cleaning a day. Like the way you use your body and your dress and you wash every day. So the same thing, you keep your area clean every day. Those who are living around a shoreline should learn not to throw refuse on those areas, and that they should patronize the PSP and that give their refuse to PSP for proper waste disposal.
The director of the Children and the Environment, which is a non-governmental organization, Mrs. Shola Alamu, said the participation of children in the beach cleanup exercise is a way of training children to embrace a clean environment and being part of community service. Participants of the program enjoin Nigerians to learn how to volunteer, as it is a way of contributing to national development. I am Tina Armstrong.